Welcome. I'm glad to see you're here again at the diner where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. I hope you've returned with an empty stomach, eagerness, and a little bit of caution. Come inside and sample the dish where the flavor palette changes each week. From cryptids, to legendary people, tall tales, and myths from around the world. Stay a while, ignore the other patrons, and enjoy the dish that is the CLT sandwich.
Welcome back to the CLT Diner, where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. My name is Anthony, and I have the honor of serving this wonderful dish to you. Enjoying today's dish with you is Jared and Michael. Say hello to your fellow diners.
I hope the service is better this time. He's had a couple times to rebuild. He had to close there for a little while. Health department kind of fucked him over. Turns out you can't just put octopus tentacles in a sandwich and hope to God it sells.
Well, you know, I think we've all made mistakes.
He had Gordon Ramsay's come in for 24 hours of kitchen hell. Sorry. This is fucking rotten! Sorry.
I mean, the cook kept arguing with him that that's how it's supposed to be, but...
It's how it is. You don't look at blue cheese and be like, wow, this is rotten and disgusting. You're like, yum, blue cheese.
Yeah, but... Okay, I digress, but...
I don't.
What the fuck are we doing?
Found rats in like the underneath, but he's like, but those are just fellow diners. So
we don't
cater to all makes and models of life.
Has fucking Chef Ramsay never seen Ratatouille?
It's true. Chef Ramsay's he got the soup and there was a bunch of hair in it. Well, of course there's a bunch of fucking hair in it. The werewolf's the head fucking chef! And your expo person's fucking Medusa. And you take that as you will. Like, it can be comma or no comma, depending on how this diner works.
Yep. Hello, everyone. What the fuck? We're back.
We are back.
Holy shit, it's been since November.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's the last episode of the CLT Sandwich episode.
You actually still nailed the intro, though, too.
And I didn't even warm it up. Hi guys, we're back. We got an extra day, so we're going to start doing some CLT recording. Probably release it every 2 weeks now, as opposed to every week.
It's easier to record that way.
Yeah. That way we got some time, maybe do something else.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm a dad now. Have a kid.
His own little crotch goblin.
Yep, little Orion. Named after the myth, the Tsar. But I wanted to start out this episode.
Yeah.
Because I went through my CLT email for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, Nick, I got your email.
Oh my god, you have an email from somebody?
You
legitimately have an email?
Fan mail.
We've ignored and this person has been listening like this son of a bitch.
Yes. I got an email in...
in July.
Yeah, I know, right?
He is in July. July 29th, 2021.
Holy fuck.
It says, hello, Anthony and/or Jared. I'm not going to read this entire email.
Yeah.
It's nice. This person, they gave us some fun facts.
Okay, who is the person? What is the email?
So we can
shout it out.
I'm not going to shout out because it might be the personal email.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fair.
But their name is Nick.
Okay.
And I love it. So, sorry, Nick, for not getting to
you. Holy shit, you should send that to me.
Yeah,
please send that to me.
It's a whole thing.
Send that to me. That is amazing.
It's like, it's not like rude email. It's just like,
It wasn't something to be like, you pieces of shit, yeah, got everything wrong.
No, he's sharing some facts, something about,
something about the
first thing is why that there weren't Greek heroes that were born of godly parental rape. in which they tell
God,
to give
that was
examples.
So long ago.
And another one of why vampires died in sunlight. It's the actual reason. So, like, it's very interesting. I very much appreciate this. I'm sorry you listened to the Iliad, which is my least favorite episode.
Yep.
Because we fucked it up so bad.
Yep.
But I just want to say thank you, Nick, for the official first.
I'm going to read this email because that was
a year ago.
Amazing.
Yeah. In July.
Well, Nick, if you're still listening, we appreciate
you. Yes, I hope you are. Yeah. So,
if he wasn't, he's definitely going to listen to this episode and be like, oh, fuck, he's back!
Yeah, that's like a notification.
Fuck, it's like when my podcast comes up on my phone, like, oh, that's right, I put it to go up Thursday at 8 a.m. Yeah.
And I just want to, speaking of that, I want to thank everyone who listened, because people have been listening. My views have doubled since in these 10 weeks, 11 weeks since I uploaded.
There you go.
And I want to say thank you to all you guys out there who stuck by me, who waited and for everything. So I very much appreciate that. So
in a world riddled with no CLT.
I want to thank Mike for saying, hey, we should start doing this.
Yep.
Which I wouldn't want to get off my ass.
I get it.
I want to thank Jared because he's a big part of this.
Yep.
Never mind.
So... Now, guys, I'm a dad.
Yep.
You are a dad.
So, since I'm a daddy...
Oh, we're going to do this PG-13 now? God.
We should do an episode about mummies.
God. I was going
to
make
that joke. No, sir, I didn't have to deal with this.
I was going to make that joke later on.
I figured that joke out after I picked out the episode.
I had that joke figured out before you had this show picked out. Oh, holy fuck.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about... mummies.
Indeed.
The mummification process, mummies sounds from around the world.
Hmm? And see, when a mommy and a daddy love each other very much.
There doesn't have to be any love.
That's also true.
How tired are you, Anthony? How much sleep are you running on? Trying to run this?
Probably about 5 hours of sleep.
It's more than me.
Yeah, just because baby. Babies are a lot of work, guys and girls out there.
Wait until they start sleeping through the night.
I can't wait.
I know, right?
Supposed to be 3 months. We're just about that. We're at 10 weeks today.
I can't wait.
Yeah, so let's talk about some mummies. If this doesn't fill up a full episode, I do have Anubis as well.
Okay.
Because he is the god of mummification specifically. So even if we might say a few things about Anubis.
Probably should.
Yeah.
So, probably be important.
So, Mike, what is a mummy?
Well, it's like a zombie but dressed. Mm. Right? Because we've had this conversation when we talked about zombies, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, what is a zombie but not a mummy who's naked?
All right. There was a mummy to you.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I would agree.
Are you okay there, bud?
I would agree with that. Okay. Sorry, my balls dropped. So I would agree with Mike. I don't know, I guess it depends on what kind of mummies we're talking here. Because, I mean, if we're going to talk... like, mummies in... like, I don't know, how do you want to put that? Reality? They're just dead bodies wrapped up to be ceremonial? But yeah, zombies in bandages is... I mean, yeah, I can't really top that.
No, that's fair.
I'm just biding time because Mike's getting water.
Well, we don't have to bide time.
Don't vamp on my attention.
Yeah.
I just drink a lot of juice and so I got a lot of build up.
I drink a gallon of water a day, 5 days a week when I'm working.
Can I get the hot?
But a mummy is just an undead creature that's wrapped in bandages.
Yeah.
Typically, someone who used to be alive and, as Jared says, ceremonially wrapped up, typically with... there's a whole mummification process, and we will go over that step by step, which is always fun.
I'm gonna go ahead and pull the brain out the stomach.
No, it's not like that.
That's the anus, right?
Yeah.
You see, I think mummies are an interesting topic, though, because there are things being discovered, like, just recently about mummies that we didn't know before.
I think, before we get into mummies, one of my favorite things about mummies... is there's actually a paint called Mummy Brown that was made up from ground up mummies. And they would paint with it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Guess what's not really made anymore?
Mummy Brown?
Mummy Brown.
Because there's not enough mummies to go around. When you start mummifying people again and then being like, in 50 years, we're going to have some good ass paint.
And just...
Just, I'll always remember my great-great-grandmother with this painting.
Right? Ah, well, unfortunately, your great-great-grandmother...
Brown sunset.
Brown sunset. So, yeah, mummies aren't really, like... They're just mummies, like...
Yeah.
Yep.
They typically, they have some certain powers. You guys know some mummy powers?
Mind control. They can shoot laser beams from their eyes.
Supernatural control.
They could summon an army of goblins.
I don't think the goblins are the thing.
They're afraid of cats.
Scares the shit out of Scooby-Doo and Shaggy on more than one occasion.
Yeah, they hate cats because cats are the guardians of the underworld. The whole thing with people.
According to Brendan Fraser's The Mummy.
Yeah. I trust Brendan Fraser.
Long live Brendan Fraser.
But yeah, you know, mummies, they have the ability to, like, hypnotism, that's a big one.
Laser beams from the eyes.
That one's not one. Yeah, sure.
Is Paul Rudd a living mummy? Because the man never seems to age.
No, he is
a vampire.
He's an eldritch being. Okay. One of the old ones.
I thought maybe he was just like a mummy that came out and like, just like, hey.
I'm convinced.
Is there going to be like a closet of bodies somewhere?
Yes, I'm convinced that Paul Rudd is actually Tiamat, the eternal come to life sprung forth from this earth.
But mummies typically will... In horror, they're from horror fiction is their biggest thing. People know them from they're typically when you desecrate their tomb is when they awaken. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. The first really the mummy genre had its origins in the 19th century when Egypt was being raped. Colonized by France. The first living mummies in fiction. Were actually female.
Really?
Yeah, because they were presented in a romantic and sexual light.
Oh, baby, I can't wait to fuck your fucking thousands of year old puss.
I mean, have you seen The Mummy starring Tom Cruise?
I mean, come on now.
No, I mean, what it really comes down to is it was more of a power thing because, you know...
Because mummies can't fight back?
No, because they wanted to show how they were fucking the culture of the other people.
Oh,
because they were typically the white male protagonist who's coming to Africa,
darker skin mummy.
Yeah,
just because fuck, why not?
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
The term is colonial romanticization, which is a fun term.
It sounds like propaganda to me.
It sounds terrible. It sounds like it sounds like a nicer way of saying cultural appropriation.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
We come down, we fuck your dead, and we leave. One of the earliest examples, we have The Mummy's Foot, which was written by French writer Théophile Gautier.
The Mummy's Foot? Was this directed by Quentin Tarantino?
No. But this one is a written in 1840, well published,
okay.
Where a man gets a foot... from a store. He tends to use it as a paperweight. And Princess Mummy.
Okay.
She steals him away to Egypt to meet her father and...
King of the Mummies.
Yeah. And thinks like, oh, hey, you saved my daughter... The King of the Mummies is like, hey, you saved my daughter's foot. You should marry her now.
But he's going to have to be mummified first.
No, you see, this is how it happens in a dream. When he wakes up from a dream, the foot's gone, has been replaced by a statue.
Is that 19 or 1840 scary? Is that?
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be like Shyamalan.
A Shyamalanian twist.
Yeah.
It could be real.
Was it real?
Could it be? There was also another one, but The Jewel of the Seven Stars, where it's the story of a first-person narrative.
Twist is he was dead the whole time.
Oh.
Where the young man is pulled into a plot to revive Queen Tara, an ancient Egyptian mummy.
Sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah, this was written by Bram Stoker.
Okay.
Yeah, he should stick to one thing. vampires. But in the 1930s, the horny mummy was replaced with the scary mummy.
The mummy that would steal your soul?
Yeah. Basically because of the 1932 film...
The Mummy.
The Mummy, starring...
Brendan Fraser. Dad.
Mr... Yeah, his dad, Boris Karloff.
Obviously!
Okay.
And this changed the mummy. Sort of like how, like, after Tolkien got his hand on elves, yeah. Elves completely changed. Mm-hmm. Because they made the scariest mummy. Now, mummies aren't sexy anymore. Well, Imhotep and the... Actually, everyone's basically fuckable in that mummy movie.
Yeah.
Except for Benny.
So, question.
Answer, maybe.
Are we going to get into the superstitions about mummies as well?
I mean, we can. Which do you mean?
The first tomb that was open, kind of thing. Because, like, when they opened up tombs, it was, like, that everybody died that was involved, but it was all just random.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but it set the superstition of, like, if you open these, everybody dies. It's like, no, it's just fucking Africa. And, like, they had no way of, like, preparing for deadly things that are living there.
It was the 30s. No one had any antibiotics, knew what dehydration was.
Somebody got
was
fucking
antiseptic.
West Nile and died. Right. Another dude got eaten by something. It's like, it just happens. Like, it was the 1930s.
Fucking spiders come down and bite you.
A guy stubs his toe.
Because that was the thing. If I remember right, that was like the thing that happened when they opened, what was it, King Tut's tomb or whatever?
Tutankhamun?
Yeah. They died of, like, what, there was, I think there was a couple people that, like, died of, like, West Nile or whatever, and they were like, oh, it's a curse. It's like, no, it's fucking mosquitoes. Fucking 1930s, nobody knew what the fuck they were doing.
Yes, the rumored curse. Yeah, we can go over that, of the King Tut's curse real quick.
Just for like, reference for people, because that has, like, a big inspiration on why the mummy became a scary thing, was, like, you know. People seem to die when they open them, and it's like, it's too early in the year. People fucking die of random shit.
Fair fact, because King Tut, his tomb was opened around 1923.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 1930s, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
There were some deaths. Let's see, there was...
And they were, like, freak accident things, is what... I think that's where the superstition started to come from, was just...
Yeah. There was a man who died of facial... erysipelas, which is a streptococcal infection of the skin.
Yeah.
So basically, he got a skin infection and died.
He got a skin rash and died.
But he was in an automobile accident in 1901, so he probably was already old and frail and gonna die, because back then, the cars, if you got fucking in a wreck with that, you were basically covered in asbestos.
I mean, that, and there were no airbags, so I mean...
Yeah, so you got into a car wreck.
Real rough time.
Like, the 58 people who were present when the tomb and sarcophagus were opened, only 8 of them died within a dozen years. We have lymphoma.
Yeah.
And actually, the first person to enter the tomb died the last. Died in the 1980s. So...
Yeah.
No, it was just the thing, though, of, like, it's because there were a couple people that died shortly after it was open, whatever. It was just, like, a curse of, like, and the dude who died with the, like, the rash, it's like, oh, it's a curse, like, anybody opens it dies thing. It's where it really started, it got fanned out, and then you get, like, the mummy in the 30s there, where it capitalizes on that.
Ah, he died of cancer.
Yeah, everybody was fucking smoking 3 packs a day. I wonder why he died of cancer.
He broke out in tumors.
It's weird. Hey, keep putting that asbestos in the walls. We gotta stay warm in here.
Yes.
No, I'm going to the doc for some x-rays later. It's gonna be great. No, you just stand in front of a camera and they can see your insides. No, it's not dangerous. They just get to see your insides. Go tell me if there's anything dangerous.
I like this character. These characters that we've met, invented, the 1920 people who just get into dangerous situations.
No, what are you cars aren't dangerous. They're only going 15 miles an hour. I got so much asbestos in here anyway, it don't matter.
Of course I can put blankets over my kid's head. Their face is going to get cold. What's the worst that can happen?
Just shake them a little bit.
No, just remember, before you go in, put the plastic bag over your head so the air stays fresh.
You know, if you get this mercury on your face, I hear that it blocks the pores so nothing gets in.
No, don't. What do you do? No, make sure to have all the butter. Why you cook? No, you gotta cook with all the butter.
You gotta use some lard, man.
Jesus, have you not heard of back fat? You fry some fucking bacon in the back fat, and then with that, make sure to put that in a cup because we're gonna save that for later and use that for cookies.
Jesus Christ.
Of course you can drink this water. I only shat in it a couple times.
Milk straight from the teat. Just...
People... I makes me wonder, like, in 50 years, I know, right? what's the thing that is so stupid and killing us as I have an energy drink?
It's just here. When I see the first radio commercial. Remember, real men eat chicken medium rare.
Jesus. No, honey, this Jell-O mold doesn't taste like anything I shouldn't be eating.
It's just penicillin. Don't you know that's how penicillin's made?
I don't know. I think mine is a rare kind of penicillin. It's black.
All right. So back to mummies.
Mummies. So, very... The most... There are many different types of mummies. All throughout the world, there's two types of categories for mummies. Now we're talking about real world mummies now because you can only talk about fake mummies for so long because they're honestly not that popular in media. I mean,
not anymore.
No,
I mean, King Tut's tomb is really the thing that sparked it. Hasn't been anything like that to really, you know.
It's a little side tangent. It's really hard to make a good mummy movie. Mm-hmm. Like we have The Mummy. But that doesn't have...
You have the Brendan Fraser movies, like, and that was the mummies. Only time they seem to have really done it well.
Like, Disney Channel has Under Wraps, which is technically a, you know, horror movie, because there's a mummy, and he's from Egypt.
He has no heartbeat, so he gets paddled a lot.
And so, but it's not, like, it's hard to do, like, a scary mummy, because much like zombies, they just slow and meander, but they're fully covered.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw a fast mummy that looked like a mummy, not like in The Mummy?
I don't think I've actually seen...
Where they're like, buff fuckers.
That's
and fair. Really hot chicks, like Asian
Somebody
hot chicks.
Somebody can do it. Somebody can do it.
I don't think so.
We could do it.
Tom Cruise tried to do it.
Tom Cruise tried to fuck a mummy and then became a mummy.
Is that what happened in that movie?
Yeah, she curses him and he becomes undead. So, the plane crashes and he comes back to life.
Is that the one with the Asian one?
I don't think...
Curse of the Dragon Emperor?
No. The Tom Cruise mummy was a whole...
Oh, yeah, that was right. I never saw that one.
Yeah, I don't think anyone did.
That one, they discover the tomb. The plane immediately crashes. Everyone dies. He wakes up in the morgue with his body healed. He's like, what the fuck? And then, apparently she, cursed him... to be her lover, and he could never die, and then he had to figure out a way to stop her. It was really fucking dumb.
Coming back to that romantic mummy
thing. And then it comes right back to Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing, with him being like, you gotta help us, there's other dangerous creatures, and it shows like a werewolf hint and shit, and it's like, there's other things like this, we need to stop.
This is
fucking
dumb.
It was
very bad.
I'm sorry, hang on, hold on, real quick, not to get up. Are you telling me that Tom Cruise tried to reboot the MonsterVerse?
Yes,
he took control
of the entire thing because they wanted him in. It's like only if I can rewrite the script and
because the Dracula Untold thing didn't work, and they're like, "Well, we had this mummy thing we want to do," and they're like, "Tom Cruise, you want to be in it?" And then that happened. He's like, "Okay, I want to take control of everything. This is how it's going to go," and it was fucking terrible.
He also made everyone call him a young man in that movie.
What? Hear me out, guys. What if Dr. Jekyll ran the organization? That's stopping the other things like him.
And I get powers.
I'm in control, so that's what we're doing. And Russell Crowe is going to play by Dr. Jekyll.
Is this all true?
Yes.
Yes. So,
and the thing that gives the mummy powers, I can tell, is because they have two pupils in each eyeball.
Yeah, her pupils split. And they're like, mummy has that. And then Tom Cruise's eye does that. And it's like, you've been
cursed.
You're
telling me all these things. This movie's fucking great. On paper, it sounds fucking great.
On paper, it could have been decent.
There's a scale of movies I saw where it's plus 10, negative 10, where it's about enjoyment.
Yeah.
The movie could be a negative 10, mm-hmm. but that means you enjoyed it, even though it's a shit movie.
Yeah.
Mummy is probably like one of those negative movies where you're just having a blast because it's a fucking shithole.
Okay.
This piece of shit is garbage and you're just laughing at the movie.
I had to laugh at that movie.
It did so poorly, it killed the whole thing again.
I mean, I'm fine like, with ooh. Russell Crowe being Dr. Jekyll.
He starts going Mr. Hyde at one point and nothing happens other than he just gets really, really angry because he doesn't have the serum. It's like
and
a
he gets
drunk...
a Cockney accent.
Yeah, he does. He gets a Cockney thing.
Hello, you think you can stop me?
And then he had to like get a vial and then inject him. And I'm like, well, this is fun. And he like covers one hand with a glove because, ooh, it's my bad hand.
This movie doesn't exist. you're just doing what I do and make up a bunch of shit.
No, it sounds like a movie made by a stoner and a guy who's got 5 hours of sleep on the regular.
And it literally left off with them killing the mummy and Tom Cruise being like, all right, guys, we need to go stop these other things. And like, it was like a map in the background that showed you like Black Lagoon, there's a werewolf, like hinting at the big universe they want to do, but it bombed so badly.
That, it sounds so good though. I don't even like horror and I would see a Monsterverse. I would love to see the Monsterverse, like Van Helsing.
That movie
like
was it was Tom Cruise playing Mission Impossible, but there's a mummy.
Yeah, okay.
That's what happened.
Sorry. Continue with the mummies.
So we have two different really we have fine. Two different types.
I just found out this amazing movie exists and I've never seen it.
Keeps calling.
What's the phone number?
It's actually two completely different phone numbers. Oh. Anyways, so there are two types of mummies. There's anthropogenic and spontaneous.
Okay.
Anthropogenic mummies were the ones that were deliberately created by the living for any number of reasons.
Okay.
Mostly religious.
Yeah.
Spontaneous, an example here is Ötzi.
Okay.
Ötzi.
Ötzi.
I don't know, how do you pronounce an O with a umlaut above it?
O.
Ooh. Ötzi.
Ötzi.
Those are people who died due to natural conditions and their bodies are found preserved.
Okay.
Those are your two different kinds of
things. Also, I want to clarify to the listeners, because there might be somebody out there who's been listening to this, like Nick, and saying to himself, why aren't you mentioning the different mummies? Just to clarify.
Keep getting interrupted.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just wanted to point this out here, is that there's the Egyptian mummy that we all think of, but there's multiple... Like, there's multiple different kinds of mummies. There's been different, like, regions that have had a quote-unquote mummy. Because it doesn't necessarily mean that you're wrapped in bandages. Like, a mummy could just be that you're, like you said, like, just preserved in an off-put way.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, I think it's the oldest mummy ever was more of, like, a Nordic thing, where it was just a body preserved of a noble warrior. But it wasn't, like, a wrap thing. It was just, they were buried very nicely.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
So, shall we go over some different mummy types?
Yes.
Like you were saying?
Yes.
So the most common one, we have the Egyptian mummy, which is what
very common.
Everyone is here to hear about.
You just want the torture, you sick fucks.
Yeah. So, a lot of people believe that the earliest ancient Egyptian mummies were naturally created due to the environment in which they were buried. However, in 2014... that it suggested that it was all artificial. People are like, oh, look, the oldest mummies. They clearly got the idea from this. No, they've just been doing this for a long time. About 1,500 years longer than originally thought.
This year, they discovered another thing that puts it even further back. Which I'm kind of glad we're doing this, because it came up towards the end of last month. There was an article about it. There was a mummy that they did their testing on the bandaging. And the resonant things that were used, they thought were at, like you said, the 1,500 years before they thought, but then testing this one, they're like, no, it's actually more like another 2,000 to 3,000 before that one, that this one was even made. So they're not clear how long they've been doing things like that.
Yeah.
Like the Egyptian kind of like ceremonial jewels.
Yeah.
They've been doing it way longer than anybody thought.
People don't realize how old the world is. Like,
you know,
this is a booger sucker. I'm going to throw it at you. But, like, there's a mummy that's 5,600 years old.
It's the only way to explain the giant shelves of ice surrounding us.
Mm. They're all mummies.
They're all mummies.
Like Attack on Titan. So, the with Egypt, it was a part of a religion.
Right.
They saw mummification as part of bringing the preservation of body after death. That was an important step to living well in the afterlife.
Yep.
The better your body was when you died, the better it's going to look.
Yep.
The Egyptians did not believe in you don't take it with you when you die.
Nope.
They believed in you take everything with you, including your pets, which were also going to kill and mummify.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, like poor little Blue, if you die, can you imagine that? They're just like, all right, Blue. Turn you into a mummy now. Mm.
They'd have to fight her for that.
She would also be mummified,
yeah, Jared. Oh, yeah, that's true. They'd kill her, too.
Yeah, that's...
Whoops.
That's how it works. Once the pharaoh dies, everything goes with them.
Down the slot.
I'll hail the king, baby.
yes. So, with the Egyptian mummification, this one's probably the most, like I said, it's the most popular. So, you guys want to hear how the mummy was made.
Yep.
I got 11-step process.
11 steps.
To make your own mummy.
Step
Billy
one.
Mays here with an 11-step process to get you mummified.
Fucking beat me to it. I was just going to fucking say that, dude.
Man, you are just...
I was going to fuck... Like I said, I was like, step one, Billy Mays here. And you're like, Billy Mays. I'm like, motherfucker.
You are one step behind everyone today.
I am so fucking tired. It's not
That's funny. What happens when you have jury duty in the beginning.
I know. Right? You stress I out about a bunch of shit.
Number
it's
number one.
So, step one, they insert a hook through a hole near the nose, and they pull out the brain.
The issue I have with that statement is there are four holes already near what would be considered the nose.
Yeah.
They're basically abortioning the brain.
Yep, yep. So, they stick it up there, and they just wiggle it around so the brain becomes liquefied, and... Because...
Yep.
Well, according to ancient Egypt, that was not where you lived.
Oh.
It was your heart.
Right.
So the brain was just useless to them.
Of course.
It's amazing how far we learned.
Have you ever seen how they fixed headaches?
They squeeze your head real hard?
No. Why would I?
The ancient Egyptian way, if you, like, what they found...
Lick a battery.
For, like, head... Like, anything with the head, because they figured, like, swelling on the brain or whatever, they would take a triangle out of, like... top of your skull to release pressure.
Yeah, makes sense. I think they still did that today. I saw Saw. I was like, Saw 6.
I mean, like, that's a procedure, like, if you have major head trauma, but, like, yeah, no, I was just like, oh, your head hurts? Here, let me just take a fucking chunk out of your skull. Does that feel better now?
Honestly, whenever I have those pounding headaches, I'm like, I just want to remove part of my skull so it can just...
That's fair.
I feel that.
It's been me for the past 3 days, so I get it.
That's fair.
You just need to jack off.
I've hard already done it. Doesn't work.
Jared, I need you to jack off
no.
Mike. Okay.
No.
Step two.
Yep.
You make a cut on the left side of the body near the tummy.
Okay.
Okay.
You remove everything.
Yeah.
You remove all the organs. That's step three.
Except the heart?
Step.
Remove all the internal organs means remove
step
all the internal
three,
organs.
Step like
three. Oh, well,
the
I thought because of the heart thing.
No. Well, step four, they let the organs dry out.
Jerky!
Lovey. Love it.
Put that shit in salt and teriyaki and we're good to go.
Putin common heart.
That's how you get their courage. Their delicious, sweet courage.
The power. Then they take the lungs, the intestines, and the stomach, and the liver, and they put it in the fancy little jars.
Yep.
They take that step five. Step six, take the heart, you put it back inside the body.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Your soul live with you forever.
Step seven, you rinse the body with wine and spices.
We are letting this shit set. We got a good saute, a good rub going.
Guys, super exciting.
Some marinate going on. We're just going to let
that.
I know,
cook
I couldn't
Fieri
fucking
here.
Think of the word either.
Oh, man, we're going to put some seasoning on here. We're going to Flavor Town.
Dive.
Oh, my God, that's all shit hanging.
It's going to be like Guy Fieri fucking pulling up. Going to be like Emerald Iglesias. Like, pow! We're going to kick it up another notch!
Well, I'm glad you talked about that, because step eight, you cover the corpse with salt for 70 days. It's actually
good
natron, but it's salt. Yep. And then after 40 days, you stuff the body with linen or sand. That way it has a more...
Just
human shape.
Just, it's just.
Let's get Mike. Let Mike get himself.
They're just escaping. All they're like, just no. Roll him on his side. Get that. We're just gonna shovel the sand. No, no. The sand from right. Why are you going over there for the sand? There's sand everywhere. Just get the sand in the body.
Yeah, this is the feral sand.
I don't give a shit, Tommy. We're gonna use any sand. Save the good sand for us. He's dead, for God's sake.
But that's not how it works, sir. If he doesn't get the good sand, he's gonna fucking, like, curse us.
I don't give a shit, Tommy. I'm not walking a quarter mile that way for fucking sand. Do you see how we walk? It's gonna take forever. Yeah. Yeah.
For those of you wondering, Anthony did the Egyptian dance.
And after 70 days, you wrap the body from head to toe in bandages.
After you...
Okay, here's the issue I have with this.
Insulting.
No. How much he weigh? I don't know, like a $150. All right, now put 200 pounds of sand in him, and then we're going to wrap him. The fuck?
They should just have like a little funnel.
Right?
Pre-wrap him with a funnel on the side.
Can we wrap him to the waist so we don't gotta do that later while he's having... No! Because you wrap him then, the sand's not gonna get down in the legs. You want him to look like some chick or you want him to look like a buffalo?
We want him to be thick.
God damn it, Tommy! How many times I gotta tell you this shit? This is... Oh, it's only your first mummy. Well, yeah, me too, but still, there's no excuse. God damn it.
And then, the last step, you place it in a sarcophagus.
You can see. I'm calling the foreman on this one. His name's Frank.
Oh, God.
Frank the Egyptian.
Tommy, are you telling me now we gotta put this big sumbitch in a box? Why'd we do all this shit to him if he's just gonna go in a box?
Why did we wrap him? Fill him with sand and put him down and then have to pick him back up.
Right? Could we just put the sand in the box over top of him? Isn't it accomplishing the same thing?
You put the sand in the box and shake it and it's going to go in there?
Next time, Tommy, we're going to do it my way. We're going to empty him, dry him out, put him in the box, cover him with sand. No one's going to open this sumbitch. We'd be dumb enough to open this sumbitch once it's closed.
I have an idea. We'll put a fake curse on it. Yeah. So if anyone tries to open it, no one will see our work.
Put cake.
Brilliant. No one will know.
No, put some gold down there, too. It'll distract if someone wants to come in and rob him. They'll take the gold, not the coffin.
Hey, you know, he had a ton of jewels up in the palace. Just fucking take them. He doesn't need them anymore.
What was his cat's name? Lily? Yeah, get Lily, too. Maybe we put Lily down there. That'll be distracted by, like, a dead cat, and they'll think it's cursed or something.
Maybe they'll think there's a serial killer, and they won't want to explore anymore.
I mean, by the time they come down here, the cat's still going to be alive, so might as well the cat will scare them off. We'll come back for the cat.
No, you know what? Go ahead and put some wine down there, too, in case they get thirsty while they're robbing this place. Maybe they'll get drunk and forget what they're doing and leave. Snacks, too? Sure, put the bread down there. It ain't gonna hurt nothing. Stays good forever, we know that. No, just cover it all in salt. It'll be fine.
So, the guardians of the internal organs. These are in your canopic jars. There were four of them, as I said. We had, and I'm going to botch every pronunciation here. I apologize in advance. But, so we have Inseti, that had the head of a person, and it guarded the liver.
Okay.
We had Quebhesnuf, which was a falcon.
Quebhesnuf?
Quebhesnuf.
Sure.
Quebhesnuf.
And they watched over the intestines. We had Happy, the baboon, watched over the lungs. And then we had Dua Muftef, who was a jackal, who looked after the stomach.
Maybe it's just my lack of knowledge about ancient times, but I didn't think Egyptians would know what a fucking baboon was.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's in Africa.
Yeah.
That's racist.
Baboons everywhere.
Let me tell you, I was playing Assassin's Creed Origins, and there was a lion. I'm like, what the fuck's a lion doing in Egypt? They're in Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
like, that was my, that I basically it said that out loud.
Yeah.
Sometimes we forget that Egypt is in Africa.
Or I don't, because Jesus isn't white, so it's fine.
Jesus was from the Middle East, which is not Africa.
But everything takes place in Egypt.
I'm a bit rusty on my Bible. I'm pretty sure there's a big book that says that they left Egypt before he was born. I might be a little bit rusty on my Bible.
Bethlehem it's supposed to be
the Exodus.
Israel.
It's crossed the red.
Technically, yeah, okay. But it's still right there.
Oh, yeah, it's still right there.
Fucking Moses parted the Nile or whatever, right? Or was found on the Nile.
Moses parted the Nile. And remember, part of the Red separates Sea, right? And just barely like.
Sorry, parted the Red Sea, right?
He was found on the Nile. That God,
right, I watched Prince of Egypt. And then Egypt. They
go. Great movie. Everyone watched Prince of Egypt.
Except it's completely whitewashed, but that's fine.
As you can see, the Egyptians ate stone as we found this on a table.
Turns out when you die...
in the afterlife, like, oh man, you know, now that I think about it, putting that salt on that bread, I mean...
The scientists...
It does look like a rock.
The scientists who first examined the mummy. So it turns out after you die, you just turn to sand.
Like, no, we put sand in the body!
It's like that...
This whole shouting as ghosts, like...
It's like that one fucking scientist who's like, oh, when meat rots, it becomes bugs!
Yes, it becomes bugs!
Like... Which is a real thing people used to believe.
That's fucking wild. Oh. We used to believe.
So, there were different methods that Egyptian mummies were made besides...
Big potato.
That one's a big one. And they cost different amounts of money, believe it or not. This was not just for religion, it was also a business. Sort of like how, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? People who sell coffins, funeral homes.
Morticians.
Like how they will sell you coffins, more expensive ones or nicer ones. Mm. So yeah, of course you can give your dead loved one Wi-Fi. They're not going
to
need it.
Ah, my good Pharaoh, I'd like to show you. I have this gold inscribed coffin for you. Or if you'd prefer, I have the ruby emerald one. More expensive, but you enjoy, I'm sure.
I don't know.
You don't.
Can I get the box? Can I get the cardboard box?
You don't want the rest of the mummies to think that you're the cheap one, do you? You don't want to get to the afterlife. And you're driving a Maserati instead of a Bugatti, do you? No, you want the Bugatti.
So in the fancy ones that...
It's nice, I give you a deal. 10%, 15%!
Hey, don't know about deal.
15% off, go now, no, fine, no deal for you. You come back when you're ready to bargain.
So that one, the one that we described, the Levinson method, that's the most expensive, perfect version that you could do.
What are the other ones? You're still alive.
I want to know what Frank's gonna do now, guys.
Oh, we're going down. Oh, so we're at the middle tier right now.
And you were worried about us not filling up a whole episode. Man, we got Frankie, you know, and the Arab coffin sellers.
I just started here last week, but the Pharaoh's already dead. I'm kind of worried about my job security. You know? I hope the next guy's not a total dick.
So the middle class people who didn't want to pay for the expensive one, their method. So there's an oil that is derived from cedar trees.
Okay,
and this is injected into the abdomen.
Oh,
and then you get a butt plug.
Hey Tommy, get over here! You're the new guy, right? Time for initiation. Yeah.
The butt plug prevented the oil from escaping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it would help.
It would liquefy the internal organs and also disinfect at the same time, this oil.
Tommy, don't pull it out yet. It's not done. Not been 10 days yet. No, you're going to want to steer clear. No, tie a string to it and then run.
By liquefying the organs, instead of, you know, they didn't have to pay for the expensive jars. Because, you know, everything was just... the body was then placed in salt for 70 days, again.
Salt's just everywhere.
So yeah. Preservation, you know, salt and gold. At the end of the 70 days, the body was removed, and the cedar oil was drained through the butt. It says rectum, but butt's funnier. and then once...
Tommy!
Oh, I got another job for you. Remember the plug you put in? Guess what time it is?
Oh, come on, man.
We've left the gloves out of the office, too. Just gonna have to...
But isn't it all gonna come up? We don't know, Tommy. It's the first one we've done.
And these people, they would get coffins made of terracotta, as opposed to, like, you know, wooden cases that were human-shaped and bedazzled and all that. Man. Now for the inspective.
Hey, Tommy!
The cheapest.
So is this what the... I assume this is what they probably did to, like, all your servants when you died. Because I know, like, when the pharaoh died, everyone went with him.
Yeah.
Kind of like cleaning house, if I remember right. Like, everyone just kind of like, yeah. Oh, yeah, hey, you work for the pharaoh? That's great. You're going to keep him company
pharaoh.
Now.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know. This is my... Ooh, you do not look good, but this is my two ooh. Weeks.
Well, I'm actually going to move them to a 1 week, if you don't mind.
Hey. Dies right then and there. He's like, I was getting ready to quit, though.
Hey, you guys saw it. I quit.
Well, I got witnesses.
Fuck, you know what? He fired me, actually. I know. I'll take the beating and the whipping, because he fired... I'm just a shit servant. I'm not fucking going down with the rest of the ship, though. I'll deal with the scars, motherfuckers. Fucking so, die 4 years later from sepsis and fucking gangrene, but it beats fucking going out with my organs ripped out and cedar oil injected.
I mean, the servants, if they could afford paying for the more expensive one, they probably could. They'd probably get the more expensive one. If they couldn't, and their family wanted to pay this version, but if they didn't have any money, really...
Fucking chop off the head, hang it like a deer.
So what they would do is they would just... Now, this one's, again, the least known about this because it was for the poor people.
Right. Like, we're not going to take care of that shit.
So it was...
Dig a hole, throw them in.
They were,
dig a big hole, throw a couple in.
They flushed the organs with an enema.
Okay.
That's a liquid up the butt for all of those.
Yep. Hey, Tommy! It's not quite as bad as the last time. This time it's going in.
Then they was put in salt for 70 days and then returned to the family.
Hey, Tommy, we got a delivery for you to make.
Oh, you're going to tell me about my Jonathan.
It's the Walters. No, we need to take him this slab of meat. They ordered it. No, it's great. They know it's coming. Yeah, no, I said they ordered it.
I like how...
Just kids screaming.
I like how the middle people, the poor people, they don't get the butt plug.
No.
So probably they had their organs flushed and then were just leaking out.
It's fucking so like Frank's over like on the hydraulic press, like getting ready to pump the water, and Tommy just has to stand there holding it, just up the ass, just as
hydraulic press. No,
just starts slowly starts to like slowly starts to swell. Tommy's like, Frank, I think it's big enough. Couple more pumps, Tommy. We're almost there. We gotta get it full so it flushes out. On the count of three, I need you to run. One, two. Tommy, I said on the count of three, you let go too early. We're going to start this whole process over again. I'm going to need you to stand right there and not move again, sir.
Poor Tommy.
Tommy, Frank, I think it twitched. Of course it twitched, Tommy. I'm pumping it full of fucking water up the ass. What are you? You'd twitch too if you got this much water up your ass. Jesus Christ, Tommy. Oh, poor Tommy's right.
Poor Tommy.
These people that we've just willed into existence are 19 or 1820s safety or 1920s people, and Tommy and Frank, the mummification experts, the first morticians,
the new guy and the guy who doesn't give a fuck anymore,
the guy who's cremated or mummified more people than he knows what to do with. Yeah. Not a lot of rich people, but you know.
Yeah. Also, fun fact: I've actually seen a real Egyptian mummy.
Where?
Yeah, in the, what's it called? The Boonshock? I don't remember. It's a place in Ohio.
Okay.
It's on my way to my dad's, and I took Heather there. Yeah, and there was an actual, like, mummy there. It wasn't, like, a fancy mummy. He was just like, hey, look, we stole some dead guy from Africa. Ta-da!
Yeah, well, you know.
And also, Jared and I, we've lived near a mummy. It's not a traditional African Egyptian mummy, but remember the preserved body in the Jamestown Cemetery?
Yeah.
Yeah, technically that's a mummy.
Technically that is a mummy. Preserved.
It was like some girl who died on her wedding day, so they preserved her in her dress, and she's just fucking standing in the cemetery.
Oh, God, me.
So I also wanted to just take a moment
Michael's bladder's making a pit stop in the diner today. But I just wanted to bring up that the reason we don't fully know anything about mummies further than what we do now, and even the articles, like, because I catch them every now and again, like, if there's something big that breaks. Like, the mummy that they found that, like, predates everything else, yada yada. The struggle that we run into is that King Tut's tomb getting open, much like when the Jaws movie came out and everybody was like, we need to go hunt sharks because they're dangerous.
All the sharks need to die.
Yeah, the same thing happened when King Tut's tomb opened. It sparked everybody and their goddamn brother to go try to be the next tomb opener, and so many of them have been desecrated that, like, scientists today trying to piece things together is very muddled because things were lost, stolen, sold, just broken because you didn't know what the fuck you were doing in the 20s. So yeah, that's kind of why there's still, I feel personally like there's still a lot of superstition with mummies and things, is because we don't fully know everything, because people before us were fucking idiots and just decided to smash and grab fucking anything they could
fucking
find.
Fucking white people. No, just talking, because, Mike,
yep.
Back in Jamestown, around where Jared and I
grew
up, there's just a fucking lady who's been preserved in the cemetery, and she's standing up in the glass case, just, like, staring at the world.
Nope.
I don't want that after I die.
Nope. I do. Do it. Let me freak everybody out.
You don't have a say in it. We're burning you to a fucking crisp, too.
But I have to be made with no pants on.
Jared, there will be children. So we got some other kinds of mummies.
Birds and the bees. Just bring them to the cemetery.
Birds and the bees. We have some, Asian mummies. Probably the most famous one is, and again, I'll be killing every pronunciation I say.
Maybe.
But it's Jinju.
Jinju?
Or also known as Lady Di.
Lady Di.
She was discovered in the 1970s, and she was a wife of the Marquis of Dai during the Han Dynasty, and she was buried alongside another young man, who people don't really know.
Young man.
There's no need to build that. And by
you're dead now.
The Han Dynasty was from 202 BC to 220 AD. Mm. So, 2,000-year-old mummy right there, easily.
Yep. We're gonna have to mummify you. Someone get Tommy.
Let's heat up the hook.
She suffered from ailments from her death, including internal parasites and all that. But
actually, no. Just give me the pick. Just take a triangle out of your top of your head.
That I would love that. So she was found with 138 seeds in her stomach, intestines, and esophagus. People infer that she died probably during the summer.
They didn't wake her up when September ended.
Nope, they sure did not.
But the cool thing about this, the body of Lady Di, we have here, she actually is raised. She's still rotted and gross, but she's not like dried and gross looking. Like, she's got some fat on her. She's a little thick. matter of fact, she was the only one in this whole tomb who actually was being mummified. And she was so well preserved that surgeons were actually able to perform an autopsy. Which is not something you get in the jerky mummies.
Yeah, no.
Other mummies found, we have the Tarman mummies, which were discovered in the Tarman Basin. These are the dry desert climate. Basically made the mummies be able to be mummies.
Yep.
We have the Iranian Salt Men, which is an amazing
racist
name.
Sounds
but
so racist.
Here's like, you guys just look up the Wikipedia page of mummies. Just go on here.
That's eldritch horror, sir.
And then we also have a head of a salt man. Like, you guys just look up these pictures, because they're amazing, because they're thousands of
God.
Years old.
Blumhouse, I got an idea. I need you to add us, and we can write this horror story for you.
I'm mad at Blumhouse.
Why? Which one? The new one that I just saw an ad for?
Mm-hmm.
They're just putting out a new movie. Which Blumhouse are you mad at about?
I'm mad.
Just a general or...
I'm mad because they're... It's a personal...
Halloween?
No, that they're heading the remake of a classic horror movie that I don't understand why anybody's deciding to remake.
I just saw this. What one was it?
The Exorcist.
Yes, I just saw that. Yeah.
They're remaking The Exorcist. You wanna know why?
Money!
Fuck your money!
It's just like how Nintendo can't beat the original one. A season pass for Mario Kart, a 10-year-old game.
Mario Kart 8, which came out on the Wii U.
Yeah, I played that with you years ago.
And then they brought it to the Switch, and now they're putting DLC you can buy for $25.
I saw they're also making some kind of soccer battle game.
Fucking Mario Strikers, you came with the greatest soccer game of all time.
That's from the GameCube time.
Never played it.
But the reason why these are called the Salt Men...
Because they fell into salt.
Well, they were miners.
Oh.
And they didn't fall into salt. Salt fell onto them.
Oh.
Again.
Ouch.
I guess New Line Cinema doesn't exist because it's technically Blumhouse. I know you have issues, but like, listen, if they're going to give us money, we can do this, Jared.
I will be a whore.
Yeah, so will I.
Or if you give me the money, you know what?
Depends
on what it is.
$4 million, we could do this.
This is from Salt Man number one. It's just his left foot.
We can do this. $4 million.
God damn.
We need a $4 million budget. We get 14% of sales, domestic, 10% international.
And toy rights.
And toy rights.
It's a hard bargain.
3% have to go to the children, too, because we always have to think about the future.
Adult Swim, I have a show for you. There's something.
Mummies of the World, Salt Men.
Actually, no. Thought of something. Anyway, continue.
Okay. In Siberia, you know, Siberia's cold.
Tunguska.
They found one, the Siberian Ice Maiden is her name. Also known as the Princess of Ukok.
Just some frozen bitch.
Or it's Ukok. U-K-O-K. So Ukok. She, the Altai Princess.
Yep.
They discovered her body. And she was in a tomb, and there were dead horses with her, too.
Some frozen bitch.
Yeah, she wore a beautiful dress, a headdress, and six decorated horses.
But it wasn't beautiful.
A symbolic meal for her journey. And she had tattoos, which is cool.
She's a witch.
A witch.
She is the Baba Yaga. Witch.
In Europe. Eternal
mother.
In Europe, there's something called the Bog Body.
No, that's the Baba Yaga.
Where in the United Kingdom, the Republic of Ireland, Germany, Netherlands, Sweden, and Denmark, they have the Bog Bodies up here, where people, as a result of murder or ritual sacrifice, basically, they are dropped into bogs, where their bodies naturally preserve.
Yep.
Which is, you know, really
kind of like the mammoth baby that they found frozen.
Yeah.
That they were able to pull DNA out of another.
Trying to grow new woolly.
Yeah, trying to make woolly mammothy.
Okay, but listen, here's the thing. It's just a woolly mammoth. It's not going to eat me.
We don't know that.
That's very true.
Man, wouldn't that be a fucked up twist?
Oh, turns out mammoths were actually 8 people.
Turns out the mammoth, as big as it was not a slow, stocky creature. And instead it went on a murder rampage.
Run 35 miles an hour using its tusks as a windbreaker would just completely penetrate its prey and instantly kill them. What we're now learning is what we're calling a Neanderthal shish kebab, where it would just run through a crowd, gather the Neanderthals, roast them over an open fire, much like chestnuts in a Christmas song,
in all seriousness,
and devour them.
Turns out mammoths knew the secret of fire the whole time.
Turns out mammoths were the persons give the humans fire. They also shoot laser beams out their eyes.
They also found a dinosaur egg.
They found many dinosaur eggs.
Yes.
Yeah, but with usable DNA.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because it was like, I guess it was preserved in amber or something
along those lines. That 6 movies about why it's a bad idea is going to deter
this is what I've been
anyone
saying.
Not
after all what happened over the last year and a half.
If they could fight, if King Tut wasn't some fucking inbred, club-footed, pardon my French, retard, they would fucking clone his ass too.
So we have some...
You've seen the reconstruction. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He,
yeah.
He got a flat top of his head.
Yeah. There's no
he,
brain.
He looks like he's... Yeah, he got a fucking like concave head.
So it just because it looked like someone hit him over like...
Like from a fucking Looney Tune cartoon. Just bonk. Oh, we have some...
No good.
Intentional mummification in pre-Columbian Mexico was practiced by the Aztec cultures.
Yep. That was a big sentence.
Yes. these mummies were
to Xibalba.
Xibalba. They were wrapped in woven wrap, and their faces were covered by some ceremonial masks.
Caliban, Caliban.
I think that's just a racist, Jared. I think he just did a racist.
I think he just did a racist, Jared.
Because
Indiana Jones.
That's not a Mexico.
Yeah,
it's Indiana Jones. But it's still not a Mexico.
They don't go to Mexico in any of the.
They
Indies.
Went somewhere.
No, I think the last one's Peru, right?
No, is it Peru?
Still not Mexico.
I know. I'm not defending him.
Yeah, no, the last one is South America. Never mind.
I'm not defending him.
I'm thinking Temple of Doom was India. Never mind.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Natural mummification has also been known to occur in Mexico. Includes the mummy of Guanajuato. God, I can't fucking pronounce that.
Got it. Batshit something. I heard guano.
Guana.
Oh. Guano.
These mummies, which basically, it also has the smallest mummy ever claimed, which is a fetus.
They mummified a fetus?
Not intentionally.
Okay, thank God. That would be...
awful.
And as you can see, they recorded the first ever abortion by mummifying the
in the
fetus.
United States. They actually we had a mummy here.
Oh, really?
Discovered in the 1940 salvage work prior to the guano mining activity. The mummy was a middle-aged male found completely dressed and lying on a blanket of animal skin.
Oh,
yeah. The radiocarbon test that the dated mummy was about 9,000 years old. It's in the Nevada State Museum. Though the local Native American community began petitioning for the reburial of this person in 1995.
Yeah, because I wonder why. Fuck, they're dead people. Like, it's also First Nations people that should be updated in the Wikipedia article.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
I'm not trying to be PC here, but there are some things that I do follow. Sorry.
Yeah. Eventually, they started out in 1995. In the year 2000, they finally gave him back to the Fallon. Basically, the indigenous people sued.
No shit.
And they won. And they got their preserved ancestor back. Because, what the fuck? We got some modern mummies. Like Vladimir Lenin.
I feel like you just made that name up. Just adding Vlad and then Led in.
Jared, you know who Vladimir Lenin was, right?
No.
Michael, you have the history major. If you were to describe Vladimir Lenin using one word, what would you say?
Well, he's an evil man.
That's not one word. I would say communism.
Yeah.
He invented communism.
He's an evil man.
Like, okay. The guy.
Okay.
Lenin.
John Lennon?
No, the other one.
Not quite, bud.
He was the founder of Soviet Russia. Like, you can go see. Well, I wouldn't recommend it. yeah, the Vladimir Lenin. He was preserved. Originally, Alexander Boganov tried to cryolunge.
Cryonically.
It was just cold.
Jesus Christ.
Body. It's before cryogenics was a thing. Okay. Cryo is just fucking cold.
Okay. Yeah. It was instead of just embalmed. It was actually on permanent exposition. You can go to the Lenin Mausoleum in Moscow.
I apologize for the listeners that me and Anthony stroked out trying to say the same fucking word.
Well, fuck Russia anyways.
Unless they win in the future, in which case Praise Putin. Praise Putin. Glorious Putin. So my president,
wait,
Putin.
Are we all not already assimilated?
I don't know. You're just a floating head in a jar, so.
In a jar.
Talking about mummies from back in the olden times.
So, Jared, you talked about this a little bit earlier, but the treatment of ancient mummies.
Yeah.
Yeah, in.
Terrible.
Yeah. In the Middle Ages, based on a mistranslation from the Arabic term bitumen, it was thought that mummies possessed healing properties.
Of course.
As a result,
there's nothing I want more than to eat a mummy's ass to cure my syphilis.
Yeah, people would grind the mummies in the powder and use it as medicine.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd get to that, yeah.
Hoping we would get to that, you fucking sick fuck.
When they stopped using real mummies, they was to start. People would make their own cheap mummies by having the corpses of criminal slaves and suicidal people go in the sun until they dried up, and then they would grind their body up.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty fucked up, because China does the same thing with random animal things that are just like, oh, this helps with health of blah blah blah.
I feel like everywhere, it's just a superstition. Yeah.
But yeah, that's why mummies are such a hard thing to study now, is
because people
fuck everything up.
Now, to tell you, like, it wasn't just Joe Schmo off the street. No, you might have heard of this little guy known as Francis fucking Bacon.
Okay.
He suggested using them for healing bruises and to prevent bleeding.
I'm Francis Bacon. I want you to know you can use mummies. They're certified good.
The trade in mummies was frowned upon by Turkish authorities who ruled Egypt.
Mummies were Bitcoin before Bitcoin was Bitcoin.
That's true. You just got the name. Yeah. Mummies used to be Bitcoin.
Ancient Bitcoin. They are also on the blockchain.
People.
Which was the boat they used to transport the mummies!
It was a literal chain.
It was a literal chain.
With literal blocks.
Underneath as they were dragging, as to not be disturbed and keep them preserved in salt water.
There's always.
Ancient fucking Bitcoin.
And several Egyptians were actually imprisoned because they were boiling mummies to make oil.
Mum oil. Moil, as it were.
Surprised the U.S. didn't invade.
Well, this was back in 1424.
We didn't need the oil.
So there was no...
It's like still when we're using whale oil.
We time traveled.
Wait, there was people turning mummies into oil?
Get the time machine!
So, people actually... And, you know, they were... Mummies were in a high demand. Demand.
Des Moines.
And one... Englishman tradesman, John Snatterson. He sounds like a fucking dickhead, Snatterson. He visited Egypt in the 16th century and shipped 600 pounds of mummies back to England.
The fuck did he get 600 pounds of fucking mummy?
They probably weigh like 20 pounds wet with how dry they are.
That's what I mean. How do you get 600 pounds of fucking mummies?
They also, you know, they, like I said, in the 16th century is when...
I wonder they ran out so fucking quick.
In the 16th century, they were very popular. And like I said, artists used Egyptian mummies to make the brownish pigment known as mummy brown.
Mummy brown is just
so wrong. So many levels.
The issue is I think we could open... A competing diner, as it were. I almost said a diner, but I forget that's what your podcast is. But like Mummy Brown, like that's a good shake. Because I don't got any fucking service. I'm still waiting on the one thing they got fucking on the menu.
Mumia. Mumia.
That's true.
But also, this was so popular that it took until the 19th century to iron out Mummy Brown. It started in the 16th century. That's 300 years.
I bet the Mona Lisa's got mummy brown on her.
I didn't like that sentence.
It came out dirty, filthy, like sand from the desert. Mummy sand from the inside of a desert.
There's
brown
sand everywhere.
Many thousands of mummified cats were also sent to to England to be used in fertilizer.
Yeah, we're just fucking dumb.
I've got some fucking mummified cats for you. Put them in your rose garden.
They're in the 19th century.
Did my order of cats come today, love?
No!
Fuck, we're gonna not be able to grow whatever 1920s plants were back then.
Can't get my puppies growing.
Maybe that's what caused the potato famine. Just a bunch of dead fucking cats.
Jared said during the 19th century, after people found that the tombs in Egypt actually had artifacts.
Yeah.
They did. Egyptology became a huge fad, and people were just purchasing mummies, having them unwrapped, and just having a party where people can just look at them.
Yep. Yeah, it became a real problem. It's like the amateur people that were going and doing it didn't have any archaeological experience at all. So like they had no intention of trying to open it
and
nicely. They would just kind of break things open and it fucked everything up for everybody.
Now, Jared, you've seen some like mummified animals in your time, I assume.
Yeah.
Like a rat gets fucking trapped in the basement.
Yeah.
What happens to a dead animal that's been dried out and you touch it?
Explodes.
Yeah, it turns to dust.
Have you seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation where she bakes the turkey wrong and just that's what happens.
Yes. Yeah. So what was happening were the people were unwrapping the mummies and then they would just
I mean, technically I made a mummy turtle once.
Did you make a little tiny hook?
We should move on.
Yeah, we should move on.
No, it's just the dead turtle, and you want the shell, so you just let the sun do its thing.
Keep it in a closet or something?
No, you just put it outside in the sun, because, like, it was a dead turtle, but I was curious with the shell, so, like, you just put it out, and, like, it does the thing, but it leaves the shell, because the shell stays behind, everything else goes.
Pretty sure that's illegal.
Well, dead turtle on your land, what do you do?
Got hit by the lawnmower.
Stepdad hit it with the lawnmower, and I was like, hey. And then he just was like, hey, you want a turtle shell? And then, yeah, got a turtle shell.
Well, at least scoop it out. Give it the honor of that.
No.
Chuck it like a clam.
They're very attached to the shell.
So, yes, it's part of their spine.
Yeah, exactly.
So mummies would just disintegrate. The use of mummies as fuel for locomotives was documented by Mark Twain. Thought to be a joke.
Yep.
During the American Civil War, mummy wrapping linens were said to have been used to manufacture paper.
Sounds like a great paper.
Well, I mean, they probably broke it down, repulped it, and all that. But there's no evidence for mummy paper that actually existed.
It's probably because it disintegrated the moment they tried to use it. Yeah. Let me just. Well, I'll just get another.
So here's a container of mummy brown.
Oh my god, I hate that.
Yep,
just in a vase.
Yeah, it was the 1400s. It's not like they had a tube. Tubes haven't been invented yet.
No, but I mean, you probably have like a glass jar of some kind.
No, because then your paint would get exposed to sunlight and dry out.
No, that's fair too.
And then
paint your fucking.
Here's just some mummies that people unwrapped and just left. They put them up on a wall.
Why?
Because they didn't fucking care. They desecrated the dead. But, that's really a lot of it.
Man, it must have been a necrophiliac wet dream. Undigging all those mummies.
Must have been. Some movies that people might know from that star mummies. We have Hotel Transylvania, of course. You have Mary the Mummy. That's played by CeeLo Green in the first movie, and then not in the second in this movies after, because turns out CeeLo Green, though he looks like a human apple, is actually an awful person.
Just the worst fucking person in the world.
Is he just terrible? Yeah, he's like a rapist.
Oh, he's the fucking worst.
I don't pay attention enough.
There's the American Dad episode where CeeLo Green plays the hot tub, right?
Yeah.
They don't air that on TV anymore. The only place you can watch is in streaming services. Because that's how big of a piece of shit he is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Which is one. It's a pivotal episode because you just gotta dip the toe. Dip the toe. Dip the toe. Yeah, they don't air it on TV. I think Adult Swim might on occasion if they don't remember, but you don't see it on TV anymore.
Mm. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is very unfortunate. Another
that's
one.
That's why he's not an American Idol anymore either. It came out. He's just a giant piece of shit. Or America's Got Talent, whichever one it was.
Bubba Hotep.
Yeah. That's a good one. This is a movie I have not seen, but my father insists that I need to watch it.
You need to watch it.
I like Bruce Campbell.
Scooby-Doo and the Ghoul School.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they have the mummy and his daughter.
And only covered up by the worst movie, Scooby-Doo and the Reluctant Werewolf.
Are you going to shit all over my childhood of the movies that I watched?
Reluctant Werewolf
a lot?
And Ghoul School are my favorite.
They're bad.
They're so good.
They're so,
I'm with Michael
when's
on
last
this.
Last time you watched these movies?
That's
Halloween.
Ghoul School.
Yeah, so I didn't say if you fucking own it. I asked, when's the last time
within
you saw
within the last
okay, what's,
5 years.
How are you saying they're bad? Are you saying they're like...
What is it?
Is it
Shaggy?
Shaggy!
Is it because it's Shaggy and Scooby and it's not the whole gang?
No.
So you have to hate on it because it's not all Scooby?
No. Shaggy and Scooby, they're the best part of the fucking movie.
Then how are you going to hate their two movies?
It's Scrappy.
But you know, Scrappy is in him.
Dracula's...
But...
The Hunch Bunch are ridiculous.
The Hunch Bunch are great! Blah, the blah, blah, blah.
Dracula's incompetent.
Yeah, it's fair. But he's got that hot wife!
So it doesn't matter. They're trying to rip off wacky races.
Obviously!
And Ghoul School is also bad. All these fucking kids of the thing. Morgana, whatever the fuck
Morgana,
that name is.
The fucking spider witch? Yeah, she's a badass!
That didn't need her in there for any reason. This extra damage for no reason.
He probably doesn't like Scooby-Doo and the Boo Brothers either, where Shaggy goes to the mansion and wins his uncle's fortune, but has to find it through clues.
Haven't seen that one, actually.
It's
so
fucking...
I can't give...
Out of all of them, it's probably the best one, actually. Like, you're right. Like Ghoul School, it's fine. What... Can I just... Now, sorry, we're on this little side tangent.
No, there's mummies in this.
The pizza in Ghoul School... Even though it was covered with spider webs and like
cotton, still look great.
Fucking amazing, right?
Amazing,
God damn, was that a good looking pizza? Don't make fun of the Hunch Bunch. The Hunch Bunch are the greatest.
We have
yes. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Blah 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 blah. Shaggy.
We have Under Wraps.
Yep.
Which came out in 1997.
The first DCOM original movie.
And then, of course, in 1999, we have The Mummy.
Don't forget that in 2001, they also have... Or 2002, they also have Under Wraps. The remake of the Under Wraps from 1997.
Yes, sir.
There's also The Mummy and Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
These are movies, I should mention, but thank
you
for...
Who plays The Mummy?
Oh, okay.
Who's The Mummy? I know there is a movie, but I just remember... I just remember
Irwin's mom.
Oh, that's right.
She's a mummy.
Because his grandfather's Dracula. And so
no, his grandfather's the Pharaoh. His mom's a mummy.
No, his grandfather's Dracula, because he's a Blackula.
Straight.
On his dad's side.
Well, yeah,
there's a whole episode of Irwin has to build a tomb because his grandfather wants him to be a Pharaoh.
Yeah, but I thought his
name is Irwin Dracula.
Yeah,
he's related to Dracula.
And the mummy.
I think it's
both.
His dad's side.
Yes, his dad
his
is...
His mom married Dracula, and that's him. But then on his mom's side, it's mom and dad's a pharaoh.
He is a mummy vampire, or also known as a mumpire.
Yeah.
I hate that so much that you just said... The words that came in, it tastes like ash. Ash in my mouth is what that tasted like.
That's from the Unmade Underfist series.
I decided
series.
To come as a... Leatherback sea turtle with all my cluster of eggs. Scared now, Mandy?
His father is half vampire.
Yep.
Yep.
Because his grandpa's Blackula.
And his mother is a mummy.
I want to make it very clear that I'm saying Blackula because it's he is a black Dracula.
Is from
it is Venture Bros.
Dracula,
like,
you're on fire.
I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't hunt Caucasian. Vampires. I hunt Blackulas, and I've only ever called them Blackulas. So
I'm gonna look around for Blackulas. Nope, no Blackulas.
No Blackulas.
Jefferson Twilight.
Jefferson Twilight. Oh my god.
The very first Mummy movie is Made in 1899, robbing Cleopatra's tomb.
Really?
Bet you Cleopatra was hot in that one.
She fucking better be.
I don't know. Apparently, it's the second well-known. It's lost, so we don't know it.
So I kind of want to go back in time and try to
get but Cleopatra. It's made by the same guy. You
caught you off guard.
What? Of all the things, you're like, I want to fuck Cleopatra. You know, if anyone's got a chance, it's me, right? I'm an Antony.
She was into white guys, though, because she slept with all the Romans. So, I mean.
That's because they were there. Would you? Listen, would you want to sleep with the.
I'm from the New World, baby.
Kind of buff Roman senators, or the bunch of inbred fucks that have been trying to court you for the last 15 years?
Would you rather fuck your brother or someone else?
That's me, yeah, honestly. Do you want to bone your sister or
the
like
stranger.
Or this new girl you got?
Yeah.
Might not be the same answer for all of us because apparently Jared's sister's kind of hot. So
I
don't know. It's been a while since we brought that up. So
she's not.
Well, I'm glad you're not attracted to your sister.
Yeah,
definitely not.
Your sister, yeah, his sister looks like the mom, and the mom used to be attractive. So
gotcha. That's fine.
Wow, we've been going for an hour 20.
I told you it wasn't going to be any fucking issue. You were like talking about fucking, if we didn't talk about. Like, no, bud, we'll vamp until you have the time you need.
We'll get you out of here.
I can't vamp like this with Heather because there's only so much shit we can do.
Yeah, we made up a whole new character, Frank and Tom.
Frank and Tom, which will come back. We'll come back when there's other things that need to be done.
We'll need to talk about Anubis eventually.
He's
God damn it.
Hey, Tom, you ever see the big, Tommy, you ever meet the big boss? No, Frank, I haven't. Probably for the best. Why is that? He's a real fucking dog.
Son of a bitch.
I wasted it here. I'm going to say it again when we bring it back.
All right, Anthony, so what do we have to wrap up Mummies?
You piece of shit.
Everybody gets one this episode.
Well, I want to describe the Egyptian hieroglyph for a mummy.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is the.
Think real quick before we do wrap this up, pun intended. I think we did cover every racist stereotype we could have about
we
hit them all, right? Like I even got like the Egyptian walk like in there too.
That was a good one though. That was a good joke though.
I'm just trying to find a piece of paper. So I can draw the hieroglyph. Which, you know, really great for an audio medium drawing.
We'll describe it.
Yeah. Because the one that we have is very tiny. As soon as I find some paper.
Need a pen? There's a notebook right here.
Oh, there's the notebook.
Wow.
With my cheddar brush.
Kind of stupid take.
Pretty sure it's a shit talking Jared.
Oh my god, it was! Holy fuck! Oh my god!
Yeah, that was when you guys kept passing it around and wouldn't let me look at it. Yeah.
Oh my god! Holy fuck!
Alright, so I will do my best to copy
that's from
this.
Our other show, What an Oddcast.
So good. I think I love it from OddQuest.
Was it?
Yeah. Which reminds me, I didn't tell you, but I did end up buying both Monster of the Week and the Tome of Mysteries.
I was waiting for you.
The actual guidebooks. I've started reading them. It's going to be, give me a couple weeks to get acclimated, and then we'll start building characters and we'll talk about it.
Good. When you brought that up, I got really excited for it. So what the fuck?
So tiny boobs together.
A robot clamp arm.
And a sperm.
Sperm going head to head.
Is not the best picture. I really fucked up with the third glyph.
Sperm?
As you can see, it's from this tiny little.
Oh. So it is tiny boobs.
Looks like a shoot.
Jesus Christ.
That didn't work out really well.
No, it didn't.
Scrolling down. There we go.
So shoelace.
No, it's two boobs. Drumsticks. It's big head, little eyes, close together glasses, robot arm, pinchy thing, and a knot.
Yeah,
means mummy?
Well, yeah. It actually means... which is apparently mummy.
Yeah. Well, from what I can see, it makes sense. Like, I can see that this symbol probably means, like, wrap. because it looks like two linen like wrap up. The arm is probably means person, I'm gonna guess, because every people got arms.
Yeah. Except it what must... about the two like drumsticks going head to head?
Ah, well, you see, that's just a pair of testicles.
Being okay.
I can't read Egyptian.
Yeah, you fucking can.
I can't read.
You're running this episode.
I wish
the
I
diner could. Transported to Egypt. We had to find a way home, so I hope you know how to speak it or learn it.
No.
Because this is CLT, where nothing makes fucking sense ever, and you get service.
Which one's the heron?
What one's a heron?
I'm making a joke because that's from The Mummy. It's a bird. It's a heron.
Oh, that's right.
But, thank you for listening and sampling today's flavor of CLT sandwich. We hope you enjoyed it and will join us in the future. I'll update that. To try a brand new one. Remember, there are whispers in the shadows, unseen creatures out there, and mummies. Do not be afraid. We are here to make them more palatable for everyone's consumption. Jared, where can people find you?
At OddCastDone on Twitter, at JokeyPantsGames on Twitter. And Nick, for future reference, just in case Anthony forgets to check his email, because he apparently has never done that, you can email us oddcastmedia@gmail.com as well, just in case, since apparently that email sat there for way too fucking long.
And to help out Nick, Jared's name is spelled J-A-R-E-D.
Jared. How did he spell it?
He put two R's.
Okay, yeah, that's a common mistake. Yeah, no.
But Mike, where can people find you?
You can find us every other Thursday wherever you find your podcasts at the worst nostalgia trip ever taken, and at Beetle_cast on Twitter. New episode came out today, which is the 7th or 10th of February. Wow.
Yep. And you can find me at CLT_sandwich and at Inferno Frenzy. You can also find us at patreon.com/oddcastn.
That is correct, yeah.
Here you can donate as much as your little heart desires, get bonus content, episodes early, shit like that.
And bonus content at the moment.
Yeah,
Just because everybody stopped doing shows and like we wanted to do.
Yeah, we're getting back into the swing of it.
So
sure, and I've also got more stuff with YouTube, Oddcast Network there.
You have YouTube? The band with Bono?
He's been doing a lot of gaming.
Oh, YouTube.
Yeah, sorry. I've been trying to do more YouTube with some of our gaming stuff. I don't know, it's just, it's hard to try to juggle everything, folks, so, you know.
Plus he's got a new bitch, so.
Yeah, it's true.
I thought Blue was a boy.
It's hard to juggle everything, so, you know, if you go over to the Patreon, help us out, then, you know, it just helps us be able to do all the things that we want to actually do. It's just hard planning it right now.
Yeah, life's hard. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to new episodes, listening to old episodes. Yeah. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And I will talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Hey. Oh, it's a mummy.